the question is that if sometimes we tell people that if you don't practice Krishna consciousness, they may migrate to lower life. But then they argue with lower species, people anyway, this consciousness is so covered that they don't even realize what is happening. So what is the problem in lower species? Living lower species. There is the subjective experience and there is the objective reality. The subjective experience means, say somebody is in coma. That person is so unconscious. That person is not even conscious that I am suffering. You may say that, yeah, that is true. Subjectively, that person may not be aware of something. We don't know what that person's consciousness is at all. But objectively, we see that, oh, this person is living just like a vegetable. Somebody has been very active, energetic, achiever kind of person, and then the person suddenly is now reduced to a state of vegetative condition. It is very sad. So now, for a soul who has a potential to attain eternal love, eternal happiness, for that soul to be reduced to a vegetable-like existence, it is very sad. Even if that soul, we say, for argument's sake, there is no suffering because the consciousness is so diminished. But still, that diminished existence is such a underutilization of potential as to be tragic. Further, it is not that in the animal species there is no suffering. In the animal species, Prabhupada writes in Ishwarisha Purport that the needs of the animals are as important for them as our needs are for us. But their needs are fulfilled in nasty and unpleasant conditions. What that means, suppose now after this program there is prasad. Now all of us will go and sit, and then prasad will be served, and we will eat prasad. Now, when a mosquito comes and sits on my skin, the mosquito is also eating food. But then, suppose imagine we are sitting and eating food, and somebody just comes and knocks us away. You know, and that's what we do, you know. If a mosquito comes, we knock it away. It is just having nights, it's having his food. And that knocking away is if I am a kind person. Otherwise, you know, otherwise I might just crush the mosquito. Can you imagine what kind of, you are eating food and you are afraid somebody might just crush you? You know, it is quite unpleasant. Animal existence, although they live for eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. But defending is, as Darwin got some things right. One of them is that there is struggle for existence. And the animal species, the struggle is quite intense. So there is the constant fear of destruction and devastation. And to live, even eating, sleeping, mating, they can't really enjoy. So they're eating, but they're always looking here, looking there. So, it is quite a state of suffering. Even trees, we may say their consciousness is less, but trees also suffer. You know, can you imagine you're just living and somebody comes and eats you up? And you can't do anything. You can't even move away. At least in animals, you can run away. A tree has enough consciousness to know that I'm being consumed, and I can't do anything about it. So, both from the subjective and the objective perspective. From the objective perspective, to be reduced to such an existence where there is so little that one is capable of, and from the subjective perspective, to even enjoy bodily pleasures in a state of constant fear and sometimes a state of helpless suffering, that is a miserable state. And we, when the human beings, that we have the opportunity to avoid all that suffering and to attain everlasting happiness, and that's why. The scriptures consider that from the human form, if one gets degraded down to a lower form, that is a catastrophe, that is a great tragedy that should not be, that we should always avoid. And even if you practice a bhakti, can avoid it. So, I'll talk about this dharmasya, Rahul Dev, Mahadev Bhaiya. Coming back to the topic, I also appointed. Thank you very much.